A group of REI employees were at Seattle City Hall earlier this week demanding secure scheduling practices and more hours. Part-time shift workers often don't know their schedule until a week or two before they have to clock in. Those unpredictable hours can make planning tricky. Could a smartphone help with that? A new app developed in Seattle hopes to give workers more power over their lives. It's called Shift, and it lets employees post when they need somebody to cover their hours or if they're looking for more. Dina Bass reported on Shift for Bloomberg News.
They get assigned to shifts in stores that are further from their home than they'd like. They have erratic hours, and sometimes they just don't get enough shift work to meet their financial needs or some other needs, to qualify for health care, or at Starbucks to qualify for their college degree program. You need a certain number of hours, and sometimes the workers don't get that, and so they want to trade. Or some workers will sometimes come across a shift that they just can't make. They've got a sick kid or a doctor's appointment.
So the idea is to make it easier for shift workers to schedule and plan their lives. Right now, if there are workers who are not using this app, like for instance at Starbucks, and they need to move a shift, what happens?
You know, right now, what goes on in a lot of stores is pretty old school. There's paper schedules at a lot of Starbucks that are posted in the back room, and so sometimes you don't even know what shifts you're working if you're not in the store. People have told me that, you know, they've asked other people at the Starbucks to take a picture of it and text it to them. And if you need to call around to switch with somebody, that can be a little complicated. And switching in between different Starbucks or different Old Navies definitely is required phone calls in many cases. You could call around to other stores and say, hey, we don't have anyone here who can cover this shift. Sometimes what I'm told is if a worker wants to pick up extra hours, they'll put a post-it note on the Starbucks schedule in the back room and say, hey, I can work on, you know, Wednesday and Thursday. I'm looking for some extra hours. So it's pretty paper-based and a little labor-intensive.
The old reliable post-it note. Well, how does Shift change that?
So it's basically a mobile app. You download the app, you put in which store you work at, it'll put you into that particular store's group, and again, the group for all of the stores in that region. And at that point, you could just exchange shifts with any of the people on those groups.
For workers who are using this app, it sounds like there's this whole new ecosystem among the employees that management is not involved in. How does this app change the relationship between workers and their bosses?
You know, it's an interesting thing. I think there's different layers of management at a lot of these companies. So, some of the baristas and the retail workers that we spoke to, actually their store manager had encouraged them to download the app or was using it. There were cases where store managers were posting the entire schedule on shift and just saying to the workers, look, go up on shift and tell me which shifts you can make. The bigger question, though, is how does the parent company, the corporate office, feel about it? And that may be a question. You know, these are companies that often employ their own software for scheduling. They control the schedules, and they may not necessarily want to give that up. A couple of the companies we spoke to declined to comment. We did speak to Starbucks, and, you know, they first of all told me they don't know any employees that are using it, even though Shift claims that they have baristas at, you know, one-third of the U.S. Starbucks outlets that have downloaded it. But Starbucks also said, look, you know, we make a lot of manual shift changes for people. We're flexible on that, and we really prefer that the individual baristas work with their managers on that rather than bringing in, you know, some sort of outside technology. But they also said they don't see a need for that. Right now they're handling it on a one-to-one basis, and they think that works.
How could this change the way workers plan their lives?
Well, I think it can give them some sort of greater measure of control. If there is a shift that they can't do, if something comes up, they don't have to work as much. If managers really start posting the whole schedule and letting them select, that again gives them some more control. But, you know, one of the things regulators both in Seattle and to some extent New York and a couple of other cities have been talking about is whether there's a way to make shift work more predictable to a larger extent, maybe scheduling, a month out or giving people more regular shifts. Right now, this app can't do that. It doesn't change the way companies handle their scheduling writ large. The app can help give individual people greater flexibility and help them reschedule things they can't make. It can't change corporate practices that are causing some of the issues potentially.
Scheduling shift workers and the number of hours they get, these are issues that have been coming up, as you mentioned, here in Seattle. Based on your reporting, Is erratic scheduling an issue shift workers need to solve for themselves, or is it an issue workers need to be protected from by policymakers?
I think it's hard to say. I think that's here in Seattle, what City Council is discussing is whether, there need to be policies that ban certain practices or, make it difficult to engage in certain practices that make it harder for workers. What this particular app and this particular startup is trying to do is give some of the power and some of the flexibility back to the workers. But, I think it's really going to come down to regulators in different cities and states to decide whether there are practices from the company that they feel are problematic.
What kind of impact do you think this app will actually have?
I think it's very dependent on how many people they really get to use it. And you mentioned before corporate concerns. I mean, one of the potential concerns is whether companies block it. If a company decides that they want control over scheduling, do they say to their employees, look, you can't use this? Or tell their managers, we're not going to respect trades that are made on shift, that could really affect the impact that it has. For the company, the challenge is just getting enough people to use it where it really works and makes a difference. I mean, they had the CEO, Brett Petrontosh, told me that in the past 3 months, workers have exchanged about 2,600 hours on the app. But, right now, they have a rate of about 37% completion for a shift trade. So, meaning if you post a shift trade, 37% of the time you find someone to take it for you. A lot of their focus for the next year is going to be trying to get that percentage up quite a bit. They want to be at 60 to 80% in a year, because the app really only works if, people are successful most of the time in brokering a successful trade.
Dina Bass is the Bloomberg News tech reporter.